from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bears.
Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
I ain't talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mark Grody with Bernstein and Holmes.
Whatever, the Bears suck.
On The Score.
All right, now it's on. Now it's real. Now it matters. And now it's Mark Grody, The Score Bears reporter, with his next installment of Training Camp Live tonight, 6 to 6:30, right here on The Score Bears.
Hell yeah!
Training Camp coverage presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. He is on Twitter now, mark it down, at Grody Sports, and he's with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. All right, Mark, set the scene.
You guys sound pumped up. I feel in your voices. I will tell you that we are about 50 minutes into what is expected to be the longest practice they have had so far in training camp, and that would be about 2 hours. They are in full pads. The fans are packed here in the stands, but there has been, so far, zero hitting. No 7-on-7 yet. No 11-on-11 yet. They are all getting used to their full pads and their positional groups, and I would assume that pretty shortly, maybe even while we are doing this particular hit, we will get into the crunching of the pads, but there's been none of that as of yet. They've been kind of doing walkthrough stuff so far. Sure. In the pads. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny. One of the best things is when Caleb Williams is essentially throwing against air. The defense is on the field. They are aligned, but there is no resistance whatsoever. It's just an offensive walkthrough. But any time that Caleb Williams would float a pass down the field, you know, with nobody covering, massive applause from the crowd. You may even hear it at some point in time, but right now, the quarterbacks are just going through some handoff drills, so you may not hear it in the next couple of minutes, but maybe 5 or 6 minutes down the road. So we haven't really gotten into the good stuff yet, but it's coming soon.
Do they start with a particularly energetic and physical drill traditionally?
Nope. No. Okay. Have not seen them do any of that.
After warm-ups, after position, after warm-ups, like where Eberflus will get, I'm just used to the coach getting in the middle of everybody, jumping around, calling a couple of guys in there to hype everybody up, and then they break out of there, and then people start hitting.
Yeah, I know what you mean. There hasn't been any of that. I didn't see any of that in Flus's first 2 years. Who knows? We'll see if maybe there is some sort of different standard or some sort of gathering. One thing I can tell you guys, though, about this camp in general, you know, we always talk about the Matt Eberflus fast practices, fast Fridays, get your track shoes on. This has not been a very track shoe-ish camp. So I do wonder if there's a little bit of a change in the way Matt Eberflus has been going about these camps. And again, where this is the sixth day of training camp practice with the game now less than a week away. But yeah, they're just really, you really haven't seen that all out full force for long periods of time. Now we've got plenty of time left in this practice and we may start to see some of that, but it sure feels like a real ease in day with the pads. And then maybe tomorrow they get a little bit more full force, but it's interesting to see how Matt Eberflus has laid out this training camp relative to some of the other training camps that he is. Well, the two training camps that he's manned in the past.
Groats, what are the Bears, what have they said about whether or not they think it's valuable for Caleb to play in the Hall of Fame game?
It's interesting. I thought I kind of figured or anticipated in the back of my brain that Caleb Williams and many of the starters would not play in Canton because that's the precedent that's been set by other NFL teams. It's been, you know, almost a decade since we've seen a quarterback start, a number one quarterback start in that game. But Eberflus said yesterday that they spent, quote, hours discussing the plan or the potential of whether or not Caleb Williams plays. Didn't get a chance to follow up, but what I would have asked or still want to ask is is there debate going on? Does Poles want him to sit and Flus wants him to play, or Shane Waldron wants him to play? And obviously, Ryan Poles will have the final say. It's probably still unlikely that Caleb plays in the game, but they made it clear yesterday that it's not out of the question. Now, they could have been bluffing. Flus could have been being disingenuous. We know that coaches feel like they're allowed to be like that in the NFL. So, you know, hopefully we'll find out pretty quickly. And Matt said yesterday, and we will not talk to Flus today, but he did say yesterday that, you know, we'll know shortly on the playing time for Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I feel like there's some value to it. Even if it's here's a series you're not going to throw. Like, here's a series you're going to go in there, you're going to get under center, you're going to take it live, and you're going to hand the ball off three times just to see what it's like. You know, see what your footwork is like, what the exchange is like when you're actually under fire. I think there's value to it, but I would understand if they decided they didn't want to do it.
Yeah, I mean, are they ready? You know, how many practices it will have been by the nine practices or so, will that have been ready with a rookie quarterback? Will he be prepared to go? I mean, we all remember Justin Fields and one of his first preseason games where, not that he shouldn't have been out there. I mean, he was as ready as anybody, where he gets that blindside hit and you're like holding your breath for him to get up into his, you know, toughness resume. He got up in a hurry. But, yeah, those are the things you don't want. I mean, if they feel like in any way, shape, or form there's blind spots that Caleb Williams is still has and he's not ready to get out there, then they won't. But I like what you're saying too, Lawrence. Yeah, just to get the feel, why not take advantage of it? If you have the extra preseason game, you have a quarterback that, as I keep saying, has to be good. You've got to do things differently with this quarterback. And, you know, that's been one of the mission statements for the Bears this year, or with the signing of Caleb Williams, that they are trying to do business differently. So far, so good with the roster that they've been in. You know, we've talked about how they've beefed up media relations and all of that kind of stuff. Like, everything is running a little bit more smoothly here at Halas Hall. So let's see if that becomes a part of it as well in terms of how they comport themselves in these preseason games, which have been just like hit or miss through the years.
I don't know if you do a full roster check before every practice, who's up, who's down, who's in pads, who's not in pads, but should we expect anybody to have a veterans day today, or is this, if you can walk, you can practice?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, Keenan Allen had a veterans day the other day, and I see him out here. I guess the key guy. Yeah, I did see Mercedes Lewis out here.
That's the bellwether, right?
Yes. If Mercedes Lewis is out here and he's practicing and he's a part of it, then that makes a lot of sense. Okay, gotcha.
Do you have to move?
Is someone moving you?
Yes, I'm being moved behind a rope right now. I am actually in a illegal territory. I was literally standing in the end zone, and they've just begun, gentlemen, doing 11.
You ready to put the pads on, Grody? Is that what's going on?
I am ready. I'm going to lay a lick on somebody here in just a second. Maybe these guys. Maybe Jason McKee. That could be.
Yeah. Don't do that. That will end badly for you.
He just tried to run me over.
He enjoyed inside run drill. He was a big fan of that particular drill. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If he was within shouting distance, I would have asked him about that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Okay, guys. Floated pass down. Oh, okay. All right, we have just had a deep pass to DJ Moore in the end zone, broken up by Tyreek Stevenson and DJ Moore right now.
That's it, that's the season.
And in typical Bears fan fashion, rather than applauding Tyreek Stevenson, somewhere Mike Brown is shaking his fist in the heavens.
We're Bears too!
Yes, Tyreek Stevenson probably just made a terrific play on an all-pro wide receiver, and I was like, oh!
It was a nice throw, though. I mean, Caleb put it where it needed to be, and it was just a bang-bang play, and Tyreek Stevenson was on it. I mean, look, Tyreek Stevenson had a great camp last year as well, and during the season he had the four picks and, you know, a lot of penalties, but that's a guy, man, like, you know, second rounder who I think is going to be really good. So,
is there a particular matchup that you're looking at if you're saying, hey, let's see what this guy looks like in pads? He's had a good first week, but now let's see what happens when he gets hit or when he delivers a hit.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of guys in that regard. I mean, the and I didn't see who was centering as I was being whisked. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing Coleman Shelton, who we'll actually talk to today, and Ryan Bates. That's notable because they're competing for a center spot, but I'd like to see what those guys look like in pads. And then, you know, somebody like even, you know, Roma Dunze, like what does he look like when it's all out? And, you know, he's looked good so far and has opened some eyes. And as Tyreek Stevenson was saying yesterday, he's got sneaky speed. So, yeah, really all the offensive line and the defensive line, because it just seems like the reports on those guys are always so disappointing because it's always the disclaimer of, well, we can't really tell anything until they're in pads. So here we are right now as DeAndre Swift just catches a little screen from the Bajency this time, from Tyson Bajent. So DeAndre Swift very present in the passing game.
All right, season saved. You know, it was ruined on that first throw by Caleb, but then Bajent comes in, he completes a pass, and I think it's a metaphor for life.
Guess what, Lawrence? We're talking to Tyson Bajent today, too. It's backup day today out here at Halas Hall.
Yeah, I am interested in how he views all of this and, you know, how comfortable he is from where he was last year to where he is now.
Sorry, Lawrence.
You got moved again? No.
Yeah, I did. It just keeps happening here. There's thousands of people here. Well, guys, I'm trying to get the best viewpoint for you guys. So sometimes it involves me taking a chance for you. But Tyson Bajent, hey, Tyson Bajent is in a great place. I mean, we all know the story. Tyson Bajent, out of nowhere, is the quarterback two for the Chicago Bears. I mean, that's pretty good. So I think life is good for him. You know, the thing that bugged me the most about Tyson Bajent, like, good guy, character, good story, what's up, Blue? But he just does not have the arm that you could trust. I remember so many times last year where when he would throw the football down the middle and just float it, and you would just pray that somebody in a Bears jersey would come down with the ball. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Grody, Grody.
I'm sorry we interrupted
Grody,
you in a party.
Who are you talking? Was that Canellis that you walked past?
Yeah, well, yeah. Well,
all right, go back to Canellis and give him the phone.
Wait, why
go
are back. You, like, you're walking around at a
party
somewhere.
Go back to Canellis.
Like, he's in a pool in Vegas.
And tell him that Dan and Lawrence want to talk to him real quick.
All right, I would. I think he got away from me. And those were some Bears fans who were just scoreheads who were acknowledging Bears.
Bears.
Let me see if I can fire
her. Is Jose from Logan Square there by any chance?
Exactly.
He's here every year.
Jose from Logan Square. You're
right.
Do you guys really want me to find Lou?
No. Okay. If he was standing right there next to you,
no,
I'd say give him the phone.
I lost him. He whizzed right past me. But you know what happens out here, guys? They know when I'm doing a radio hit, so they all like to kind of razz me.
That's why I'm saying put them on the spot.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I believe in.
Let's hear you give an opinion on who should be the Bears' starting center.
That's right. While you're walking and talking and being moved and trying to watch the Bajency.
All right, there's a bigger question here, too. I'm told that we asked to put none other than Brendan McCaffrey of the NFL SiriusXM channel on, and he declined because he's too busy.
Too big in the business.
Apparently, Brendan B-Mac Baldy McGrindy McCaffrey was too busy to take a couple of moments to hang out on the show.
Wow.
So what I want you to do is I want you to order, if you can find it, order a chicken sandwich with double cheese.
Okay, I'm writing this down. DC, I call that DC.
Find a chicken DC. Sandwich with double cheese and give it to him from us.
1LB, DC, would you like some fries with that? Sir?
I don't care. Just give him, I want it dripping with cheese and hand it to him.
Because he hates cheese.
And tell him it's from us.
Oh, he does hate cheese. I do remember that.
Don't you remember when somebody dropped off like it was an Italian beef or something and his had cheese on it?
No, it was an intern got a cheeseburger instead of a hamburger.
And he flung it at the glass.
Yes, and he threw it against the wall.
Josh Blackwell just hit with a pass interference guarding Tyler Scott on a throw from Brett Rippon. I haven't seen B-Mac out here today, so maybe he's legit. Like, I saw him, I sat next to him during the practice yesterday. I saw him in the Bears radio room with Jim Miller and Joniak, and I actually saw Kevin Warren and Ryan Poles walking into the room. So I do think B-Mac is dealing with some of the upper class here of the Bears.
And maybe they're already on their way back to New Jersey. That could also be the thing why he's not available. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, whenever he does these things, he's like, he's in and out, man. He's like, I do what I got to do, and then I jump back on my plane, and I get back to my family. So, yeah. That's the way it is for B-Mac.
Oh,
he's
right.
got
B-Mac
that East Coast bias going on. Hey, what's up? East Coast bias happening.
Who did you just say what's up to?
That was Danny Marchino. He is one of the new public relations gentlemen out here at Hallis Hall. So what am I supposed to do?
Well,
so
I don't know.
They come up to me, they say hi.
Sorry, the mayor of Lake Forest is busy. I apologize. You're kissing babies and shaking hands.
I have to say, it is hilarious the amount of Bears fans that see me and they just go, hey. Bears.
That's
give
right.
The Bears.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
No, I love that you get to be in your element out there with the people who listen to your show, which will be on tonight, 6 to 6:30. Check this man out because he is doing work. He is the mayor of Lake Forest. He is Mark Grody. Thank you, sir.
My lieutenant, Kevin Fishbane, talking to him, will be joining you later for the post game. So so let's look forward to that as well.
Your lieutenant, that's the
sports writer of the year, fella.
Yeah, that's true. But isn't that over now? Isn't it after 1 year?
No, it's like, unless there's been another one named.
Unless there's been a coup d'etat, I believe he's still...
He is still the reigning.
Yeah, no one's usurped his throne.
It is weird that he's wearing a Writer of the Year dry fit shirt. So, I mean,
is
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I thought
yeah,
that was
he is.
Weird, but
we got to ask him about that.
Yeah, definitely ask him about that.
Bears.
Yep. Bears. Bye, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.